This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, there's a little chuckle there. Here to help you think, not telling you what to think, but just, you know, kind of how does it all fit together? Does it work? As it were. So I get paid by the word. Sometimes I put words together, like work and fit. It became wit. Got that, ladies? Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. Jennifer's off today. The bottom line when it comes to thinking about stuff that works, getting ahead in America, getting ahead. The good news is there are a lot of people who are looking to get ahead. I would be disappointed if we didn't. I think there are a lot of people who want to still kind of work off the fruit of the land, and there, you know, there's that problem. But it's just, I don't know. I think I feel better about things than I have. But I go through that. You know, my phases are sometimes daily I feel great about stuff that's going on. And sometimes I don't. The future is so uncertain for people. I mean, I think it's pretty certain for me in my age. But for younger people, it's just, I don't know. Sometimes I get into that funk. I was talking to my daughter about it over the weekend. You know, what about the political realities? What about the fact that there are so many people on the planet and we can't seem to take care of them? All right, let's talk about cryptocurrency. There was a big, meeting of crypto owners over the weekend someplace, and there was a discussion about how they get things done that are good for them. It's kind of like, reminds me of the marijuana bunch. You know, they're trying to get legislation passed that's good for marijuana. You know, like, this is unusual. Every group, the National Association of Broadcasters is always trying to get laws enacted that are good for broadcasters, right? Mm-hmm. This group, the oil industry, is always trying to get laws passed that's good for them. They're just, you name the special interest group, and they have, that's one business that's flourished like you wouldn't believe. The number of people who have started organizations in Washington to advocate and lobby for a particular position or a group, they are everywhere. And it's one of the reasons that the system is so corrupt. And that's why Citizens United got passed, so that these outfits could influence elections. And they influence them far more than you do because of the money that's involved. And so I'm just looking at these laws for crypto and the lobbyists are working, because now the government wants to tax crypto. I know somebody who put $1.25 into buying crypto about 20 years ago, and it's now worth $200,000. Is it going to get taxed? No, because nobody knows anything about it. And I say, good for you, sir.
You just told everybody. Yeah.
Well, I didn't tell them who. So, you know, I wouldn't do that. But anyway, I just think it's...
well, but why, I mean, if you think about it, though, this crypto thing, there are traders on Wall Street who want this, because then that allows them to actually trade crypto on Wall Street, make a profit. Right. And that's all because it'll be taxed and regulated. A lot of people for a long time have made off with so much money that's completely untaxed. They house it in offshore accounts. It's, I don't know.
So you want to know my read on this? Here's my read. I pay my fair share of taxes. And one of the things that I say when somebody does something like that is I sort of said, good for you. And the reason I say that isn't because I want the rest of us to not, you know, be impacted by people paying taxes on stuff like that. But because there is so much waste, fraud. Now, we have the 15th coming up, and we've got to have our money in this week, or you'll get charged penalties, late fees, all that stuff. So you may not have your tax return done, but you got to have the money that's owed for last year's taxes in by the 15th. And so we start thinking at this time of year the culture of America is to get to, and as we ought to be, we should have, I hold a grudge frankly, against the government because they're so wasteful with my money. The money that gets lost in waste and corruption, fraud, abuse. There are plenty of agencies. The Pentagon is the worst, but there are plenty of other, most every other educational, I mean, every other, I was thinking of the educational department, which apparently is rot, just rotten to the core, with bad people doing things that are not in the best interest of the people they're supposed to be working for protecting, i.e. the students of America. So as you think about what you're going to write a check for by the 15th, maybe you've already paid into it, think about where the money is going. And then you won't be so merry. Even people who are, get those rich bastards, they're paying, they're not paying their fair share, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't know about this. It seems like every 2 months there's an announcement of who the new billionaires are. This year's billionaires are, and there's like fewer of them and more of them and whatever it is. You know, I don't really, it's interesting, sort of a gossip. But I don't, you think you're really going to pass laws that are going to really affect people that are worth $12 billion? Come on. You're not going to affect. So maybe they pay another $2 million in taxes.
Well, the problem,
or even
though, is
$10
million. Yeah,
cares?
But at that level, the problem, though, is that the more money you have, the less people pay in taxes because there are loopholes and things that apply to them that, you know, so, yeah.
So you begrudge the people who have money that have, there's a family in Massachusetts.
But everyone should pay their fair share.
Fidelity. Well, who determines that? Who determines what's a fair share? I think I pay my fair share.
Okay.
You pay your fair share. But
sure. But when you see billionaires, you know, because famously the taxes have been a conversation. Look at Donald Trump, right? The last tax return that was released was he paid what, $750 in tax? I mean, that's insulting.
Because he understands how to work the system.
Okay, but then but that's what I'm talking about, fair share.
Well,
but why
hasn't it been fixed? He didn't write the tax laws. Somebody else wrote the tax law. Look at, does Hunter Biden pay taxes on the $5 million that he got from the Ruskies?
Well, yes, because we all know about it.
Yeah, we all know about Trump, and that didn't stop him from working the system. By the way, I saw something yesterday, and I'm loath to, I thought when I saw it, I was at the grocery store, and this woman, middle-aged woman, is driving her Chevy Impala out of the lot. And I'm looking at it. I looked at it twice because I thought, what in the world is that? There's a picture of Trump on the side of her car. Fills up the whole window. And just next to it, it has Trump's name. But a picture, a side view of him stuck on the window of the car. And, I don't know. I've been supportive of various candidates over my lifetime. But I've never seen anything quite like.
I've never put a bumper sticker on my car, let alone a picture of someone.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, was that her version of tinted windows or something?
No! It was, you could see her, and she was in the front seat driving, and the Trump picture of Trump is like,
that is
like,
that's for the resale value of your car.
You take the picture off when you...
I don't understand. I feel like a lot of people who do things like that, especially in the climate that we're in now, it's just to antagonize someone to approach them. I've seen this a million times. I've seen guys walking around Target, you know, with the red Trump hats on, just staring people down, waiting for someone to say something to them, you know?
Nice hat, Fred!
It's horrible people just trying to antagonize strangers.
Well, I don't know if they're all horrible, but it's just...
There are plenty of things that are done. That's what I've seen.
Let's look at it from another point of view. Is it the same elsewhere? Notice this right-wing lady who's running in France against Macron, making some gains the last 2-3 weeks. What's her name? Le Pen, I think, is how you pronounce her last name.
Yeah.
So she is right. You think Trump is right of center. This woman makes Trump look like a liberal.
Well, she's had to come really back to the middle because she's run before. This is like her third or fourth attempt, and she's always been too much of a right-wing nut job.
She's
now,
getting some traction, though, this time around.
They gave her a makeover. She's had, and which in France means something. So she got a makeover, and then now she's back towards trying to be more in the middle to make Macron look, you know, like he's too far to the left. So... I don't know. We'll see. It is a lot closer than anyone anticipated this time around. So if Macron loses, it says a lot.
So you're talking about Trump. Jared Kushner is his son-in-law, owns a lot of real estate in New Jersey.
My landlord.
Needed a loan. The Saudi crown prince was asked to give him a loan, and at first he said no. And then apparently he got a call from somebody, I'm not sure who it was, but you can guess. And then he decided to loan him $2 billion. Has he got
that
much real estate?
That's the thing that people don't... Oh, yeah. What? The Kushners are one of the... especially in the East Coast, in New York and in Baltimore, down in Florida. They are essentially slumlords. He's our landlord.
Okay, so why do you live there if you... I wouldn't live in... If I had a beef with a guy, I would never live in a place that he owned.
I don't personally know Jared Kushner, but the reason that we moved down here, we did not find out that this was a Kushner property because they know how their name is, tainted.
Right, so they bury it.
It was totally buried, and it wasn't until we moved here we found out that this was a place that they owned. So we don't write checks to the Kushner companies or anything like that. There's a management company that handles everything, so... to answer your question, we did not know. But we do love where we live, so you sign a deal with the devil. That's real estate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
But with Kushner, the thing about them is that their business is so mismanaged that they have so many buildings that are just totally in the red. 666 Fifth Avenue is their most famous building. They couldn't get a loan to secure that building to save their lives. They went to the Chinese government. They went to the Saudi Arabians.
They went everywhere.
Yeah. And that's the reason. Look, everyone was like, oh, Jared Kushner cares so much about the Middle East. No, he doesn't. He was trying to secure a loan to keep that building, and he became really good friends with Bin Salman. I mean, that's it.
Dollars and cents here on the DJV program. If you get our daily download, the most recent one, as a focus on your local farmer, as we get into the growing season, think about buying your food from local farms and farmers, much better for your health. We also have a thing on J-Lo and Ben Affleck and their relationship. Is it going up? Is the level, is she wearing a ring or not? There's that on a DJV download or podcast. We also have the billionaires list. And then the usual stuff on Ukraine, picking and choosing things that are important. You can check it all out. What we talked about during the day summarized on the podcast at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, Easter style.
I love when everyone's dressed in their Easter best.
Then you need to check out the deals at Kohl's.
I got 25% off the perfect floral dress, a new shirt for my husband for only $34.99, and got 25% off outfits the kids are going to look adorable in.
Cue the family photo op.
Exactly. Did I mention you can also get an extra 30%, 20%, or 15% off with your Kohl's card and earn Kohl's cash?
Looks like some bunny hunted down the savings.
Select sale, 30%, 20%, or 15% off on April 16th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. Your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools.
It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu, with no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on? 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Time for us to check in with social media trending items. That's Jay, one of Jay's many specialties. You can always connect with us at DJV Show, whether it's Instagram or Twitter, facebook.com/DJV Show, and always, Jay, you can find her at Jay Kushner. Kushner. Why do I want it? We were just talking about Kushner.
Not Kushner.
No.
Jay,
no
not
relation.
Kushner. All right. So last week we were speculating about J-Lo's ring and why she turned her ring. This reminds me of an old Elvis song. Turned the ring around on her finger. So what's on the J-Lo newsletter scene?
Yeah, she sparked engagement rumors by having that sparkly ring on her finger while shopping with her daughter and turned it around. Well, then she took to her newsletter for her fans and confirmed that she is, in fact, engaged to Ben Affleck. This is the second time that they're engaged. And the ring is causing a lot of stir because it's bigger than a lot of people wanted the pink diamond to come back.
I did too.
The first ring. Yeah, the first ring that he proposed with, and it was kind of one of those
things.
Would you
be surprised if I don't care what color a ring is? That's surprising.
Well, you know, you're the only person who doesn't care.
Oh, of course.
Continue.
Lewis is right there.
Lewis and I have already talked about it.
And Ryan, I'm sure, is very interested, right?
Ryan's probably already heard about it.
Very interested. Yeah, right. Okay. Go ahead.
But yeah, it's bigger than the last ring. It's green, which is one of her lucky colors that she has said. She's had a lot of success with things surrounding green. She has some green accents in her home.
Green is the color of money.
Art.
Remember that green dress?
That
Versace
green dress?
Yeah.
Dress?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and there's a lot of experts. It's an 8.5 carat natural green diamond. It's believed to be a natural green diamond. It hasn't really fully come out.
Somebody dropped it into a
But has anyone. But
a glass
besides,
of green champagne.
Anyway, all right, Captain Curmudgeon, we're talking diamonds here. This is serious. Has anyone ever heard of a green diamond before this? Because I haven't.
I had no idea it existed, and that's what diamond professionals and CEOs have come out and said, that it's super rare. This could be anywhere from $5 million to $10 million. It could be over $10 million. One diamond expert said that the hue could have been, while it could be a natural green diamond, then it's treated with a special technique of like high temperature and stuff, which really makes the color pop. So it could be something along those lines. And there's also the it could be a peridot. That's Ben's birthstone. It looks exactly, it's the same color of a peridot.
No,
so maybe it's not
a
diamond.
You don't realize what actually happened.
No, the jeweler, the Beverly Hills.
He didn't say it's a diamond.
Diamonds. Yeah, they confirmed all the details about it.
It was
a piece of
cubic zirconium that got dropped into a glass of dishwasher that was green.
This is how romantic he is. That's how you would propose.
Oh, my God, what a waste of money. This is
the most ridiculous way
to waste money. What? Imagine what good he could have done with that $5 million, giving it to some charity. Let's help the Ukrainians.
That is true.
Out,
that is true.
Whatever. It was better wasting it on. We all know that she's hot for him and he's hot for her. Great. Go get married. Get a motel room. Do whatever. But what do you need to spend that money on? Unbelievable, all that money. On this green diamond.
How do you really feel?
Yeah, I know, those starving people in America and elsewhere are going.
All hungry. Right, that is true. And now you make it.
$5 million, 8.5 carat.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will announce new gun control measures today meant to contain the use of privately made weapons on 3D printers. Biden is also expected to name Steve Dettelbeck, a former U.S. attorney from Ohio, as a nominee to lead the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. The president's previous nominee was forced to withdraw amid opposition in the Senate. As many Americans are feeling the effects of President Biden's policies, the border, inflation, foreign policy is worrisome. Republican Senator Mitch McConnell on Fox News with a campaign promise should Republicans regain numbers in Washington.
This administration has really got its hands full, and I think they're headed toward a pretty good beating in the fall election. Biden ran as a moderate. If I'm the majority leader in the Senate and Kevin McCarthy is the Speaker of the House, we'll make sure Joe Biden is a moderate.
USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
A woke mob of protesters disrupted Colonel Allen West's public speaking event at Buffalo University over the weekend. Event coordinator Therese Purcell on Fox News says the mob was violent in suppressing freedom of speech.
I was really afraid for my life since they physically assaulted my friend. And like I said, they were screaming no peace. So I don't think they were going to do anything remotely peaceful. They were a very angry mob. And they were clearly saying that they were trying to chase me, that they wanted to capture me. So I'm afraid of what would have happened if I wasn't able to hide from them. I was mostly thinking of how can I get away from this mob. It seemed like they were clearly trying to threaten me personally. I was somewhat surprised that I was their target. I thought that they were just chasing us. I didn't expect this, since I didn't think it was going to be as controversial to say on American campus that American values are a good thing, American values are worth protecting. I don't think they like Colonel West's message that he did experience racism. Yeah. He grew up in the 1960s, 1970s in the South, but he overcame that and he decided not to be a victim, not to look at himself as a victim, and that America gave him that equality of opportunity that many other countries don't.
Several incredibly well-preserved dinosaur fossils were uncovered at Tanis, a site in North Dakota. Scientists believe the dinosaurs died the day a giant asteroid hit the Earth 66 million years ago. It is widely believed that the 7.5-mile-wide asteroid hit the Gulf of Mexico. It created an extinction event, with more evidence from the dig site supporting the theory. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thirty-four after the hour now on the ever-pleasant and important DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jen Jen is off today as we welcome in another week, another exciting time to talk about things that surprise you, things that matter to you. Have you checked out what's going on in the world? Hello? What is going on in the world? Tiger Woods, people are talking about him. He didn't win the Masters, but he did complete a pretty miraculous comeback. Did you watch any of that video, ladies? Pretty interesting.
Yeah, I saw some of it yesterday. The new guy, Scheffler,
who won.
He had never played before in the Masters, and he won handily, and he hit... I happened to be flipping through the channels, and I landed on, which is probably one of the best shots of his entire life. It was an unbelievable chip shot that went right in. It was incredible. So he certainly deserved to win. But I think everybody
Scotty Scheffler is his name.
Yeah, I think everybody loved to see Tiger. He finished in 47th place, but still, he almost lost a leg, and they didn't know if he'd walk again, so it's pretty incredible to come back to that level.
People are also talking about the death of the quarterback of the Steelers. Dwayne Haskins was killed when he was hit by a dump truck when he was walking on the highway where he lived there in South Florida. He was just out acting. He was, like, doing some exercise, right? And wasn't he walking or running or something?
No one seems to know what he was doing on that road. He had to cross through traffic, and he got hit, and he was killed instantly. So I think that's still under investigation. Maybe he was drunk? I don't know. I think it was early Saturday morning. You probably actually saw him play. He was the quarterback at Ohio State a couple years ago.
I was there. Freezing, horrible day that I went there.
Yeah, I know you didn't pay much attention to the game, but you saw him play.
He
broke records.
He's only 24.
Lousy. This week is Easter week, right? This week is Ramadan week, and then we have Passover. I thought it was interesting. I was looking at some of the ways the pandemic has changed Easter, Passover, Ramadan. Think about it for a second. And more specifically to my Jewish friends who have had their Seder transformed, it's much more intimate than it used to be. I remember when I had Jewish girlfriends, they used to go, you know, into their family's homes, and I didn't understand what was going on a lot of it because it was all Hebraic, but I remember eating the bread, and it was awful. That I remember.
The matzah?
Ugh.
Yeah, it's a plain cracker kind.
But you know what? Matzo ball soup is good. You ever had matzo ball soup? Matzo ball, maybe it's the chicken broth or whatever it's cooked in. It's very, very good.
Yep.
All right, so anyway, what did COVID, and you both will celebrate Easter this weekend, right? Isn't Easter this coming? Yeah, this coming Sunday.
Yeah.
So how is your celebration of maybe Christmas and Easter changed since the Passover? Since the pandemic?
Well, first year we didn't have a Christmas. We exchanged gifts in the driveway of my parents' house. So this past Christmas was a normal Christmas. It's only just the six of us anyway. And then for Easter this Sunday, we don't celebrate. Lewis and I don't celebrate Easter, but my parents do. And so they're going to come over here. We're going to go out to dinner.
Yeah,
that'll be it.
Okay, so that's nice. But there are, think about what has been done. When you think about your faith, if you have strong faith, has this strength, had the experience of the pandemic, whether you're Jewish or whether you're Christian or whether you're Muslim, has your faith increased because of what happened in the pandemic? Did you get closer to your families? Did you think about what you were doing, or did the pandemic make you think about what this is all about? I guess I remember, because I have studied all the major religions. And when I was in college, one of my sub-minors was religion. I always found the prof fascinated me, so I took every course that he offered. And most of them were about various religions. Many of them were political science and religion. And I remember learning the Talmud, the remembrance of God's deliverance of the Jews from Egypt. It was supposed to be something that was joyful. And then it became, you know, like a lot of other Jewish celebrations, very serious because of what went on in World War II. The Jewish religion changed markedly. If you've studied the history of the Jewish religion, it changed markedly as a result of World War II. And so I fast forward to today, what's going on in Ukraine with all the Jews that are being killed there. And one wonders if that will once again change the Jewish religion. Because it really is having, think about what people, if you know folks who are Jewish, what they're saying in the Seder, what are the prayers on Friday night, that sort of thing. It's been, I don't know, I just look at, sometimes some of my friends who are Jewish had 30, 40, 50 people, or at least they did before the pandemic. That's, you know, pretty much changed. But at any rate, I just think it's something to think about. Why are you celebrating Easter? Do you really, it sort of reminds me of some other holidays when we miss the real meaning of it because it's all been watered down, washed away, whatever, conventionalized. But Passover is a very serious time. Easter is a joyous time for Christians because Christ came out of the tomb and went wherever he went. So the rebirth of the hope that it gives you, and not to be a cynic, but one of the things about Easter that I like most were obviously the Easter eggs. Those little jelly
that
Easter
candy.
Eggs you used to get at Christmas. I mean, Easter, yeah.
Do you like the Cadbury cream eggs?
Yes.
Those are my favorite.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is nuts. I found, not to derail the serious religion talk here, but I will for 1 second.
All right, no, go ahead.
If you are in Canada, I reach out to us on social media and let me know if the Cadbury cream egg McFlurry at McDonald's is as good as it looks, because it's only available in Canada, and it looks incredible. I saw some people over the weekend, some celebrities that I follow who are in Canada filming things, and they were trying them. Oh, my gosh. It looks unbelievable. Ice cream plus a Cadbury cream egg? Yes, please.
This is the 3,331st year of Passover. So you imagine what sort of this is very important to very Orthodox Jews especially. But I just, the Passover Seder, the children coming into a lot of bar mitzvahs and bas mitzvahs this time of year as well. It just is, it's very interesting to see how various, these are tribes. We're all, religion is tribal. We have the Protestant tribe and then the sub-tribes, the Lutherans, the Methodists, the Congregationalists, the whatever's, the Unitarians, Episcopalians, then you got the Catholics, and there's the Roman Catholics, and then there are the regular Catholics. I don't think the Irish consider themselves to be Roman Catholics, even though the Romans were, they took over the British Isles, and that's probably where the religion seemed to really kind of settle in, didn't it, Victoria? When you go back to that time of the Romans conquering pretty much all of the, what is now the British Empire, they were, you know, there were a lot of, and the, there were over the years, I think I'm hesitating a little because I'm pulling this out of my college memory from how many years ago? This would have been when I was about 20. So this is a 55-year-old memory that I'm trying to pull out of my head here. I'm just going to, there's a website called Passover Haggadah. And it's, you know, you look at it and there have been a lot of people since the Holocaust who have died in the name of the Jewish religion, hundreds of thousands of them, that had nothing to do with war, just that there's been so much prejudice against Jews over the years. There always has been prejudice against Jews, more so than any other religion. And remember, what happened if you didn't become a Christian back in the Inquisition, you got killed. So there was plenty of prejudice against people who were pagans. That's where the term pagans came from. And the Catholics went in and found out what all the pagan, where all the pagan celebrations were. They just stole them. They made them their own. You know, every single major Christian holiday was a pagan holiday before it was a Christian holiday. And then you got to wonder, okay, so where did, because all of the religions started in Jerusalem, the major religions, and they all started because of people disagreeing. I mean, think about the history of religion. It's all about disagreements with a certain thought. You know, was Jesus the Messiah? You know, some people, the Jews will tell you no. The Christians will tell you, yeah, still the same guy. You know, and how does, when you get right down to believing what Muhammad said, and you know, all the stuff about the about that religion, when in fact, if you walk around, this is one of the, this is something, go to Disney World and then go to Jerusalem, walk around the city of Jerusalem, if you have any religious or historical interest at all, to think that all of the three major religions all were born of the same family basically and in the same place, and because there were disagreements, think about disagreements you've had with your family and what happens. These were all disagreements among basically the core tribes that lived in Jerusalem. And so one of them went the Jewish way, one of them went the Christian way, and one of them went the Muslim way. But the roots of all of them are the same. And look at where over the centuries we've gone. Instead of everybody more or less believing in the same thing, you know, how many wars have been fought over this kind of nonsense? Millions and millions, truly, I mean, probably hundreds of millions, if not more, people have been killed in the name of religion, which all started in the same basement. Yeah, really, truly. It is, when you study this stuff, it's flabbergasting how many people have killed other people because they didn't believe in what they, the killers, believed in. So, I mean, it's very sobering. And this is the time, getting a little philosophical, but this is the time of year, very rare, when Passover and Ramadan and Easter come in the same week. I can't remember the last time it happened, frankly. Can you, any of you ladies, remember? Either of the two of you?
I think, the only reason I know this is because there was a story that we did, I think it was 2 weeks ago,
yeah.
About, I think it's been 10 years since, and this was about the Israeli and Palestinian, you know, unrest, and they've got Ramadan and Passover in the same time, and so there was an uptick in interest in the region because of the potential conflict. So that's the only reason I think I read that it had been 10 years since those dates lined up.
Maybe another way of putting this is most all of us would get along were it not for people who were seeking power over us. Most all of us would have we wouldn't care about what the other person thought unless somebody taught us, like the Catholic hierarchy told you that the Catholic Church was the one true religion. And there are plenty of people who are in the Jewish religion. Yep, it's the one true religion. It's you know, I hesitate to say it's nonsense, but it kind of is when you think about it. 48 past the hour.
If your office is reopening, Staples has you covered.
Back to the office, back to in-person meetings.
Staples has you covered.
In the office one day, home the next. I need to be able to work from anywhere.
Staples has you covered with everything you need for everywhere you work. Right now, save $15 when you spend $75 on select items. Everything you need for the office, home, anywhere. Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 4/16. In-store only. Coupon required. One per customer. See store or staplesconnect.com for exclusions and details.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Want me to try to sing or not? Yes or no?
No.
No! Listen to that. Aha! All right, time for us to be inspired by the man of the moment. But some very important, it's good, strong, nice news from Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Tommy and Leslie Segretti do the program every weekend. Then there's the newsletter, the Money Pit podcast, and we have questions for Tom from our listeners. Bob says that he has a cat door window insert, wants to build a medium-sized catio.
Catio.
So, how does he build a catio on his patio or under his patio or beside the house or whatever for his cat that goes in and out of the door?
Yeah, I mean, he's committed to this project. He wants to know how to attach it to the house. He wants to know if he could nail or screw through the vinyl siding. Really bad idea, Bob. And, you know, frankly, these catios are pretty inexpensive. You can buy some pretty nice ones for, I dare to say, less dug than the cost.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a second. Are you telling me that there are people like the Home Depot who are selling things called catios?
You know, I don't. It's funny, you can Google that term, and they do come up, and they come up along with catios. It's kind of like a little bit like a miniature chicken coop, you know, when you can buy those for those that keep chickens at home.
In backyard.
These are, you know, they're kind of like wire-framed, like, how would you say, like a wire-framed miniature house where all the kinds of ramps and different things inside for the cats to entertain themselves. But what I would do is I would set that opposite the window. I would put a small ramp from the cat door that's in the window to the catio entrance and not try to attach it, because if you try to attach it, it's not going to end well for your siding or your house when it leaks.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, think about we're putting a porch onto the apartment behind the barn.
Yeah.
We have a couple of porches that we tore down from an old building, and I'm trying to make one good porch out of the two.
Yeah.
And now I'm thinking about, well, how am I going to get it up, because it's about the door way above the garage in the apartment is like 12, 13 feet. So I got to get, I have to figure out like two loaders and lift the thing up equally on either side and then get the poles underneath it, and you got to have the sonar tubes and
So this sounds more like a porch than a deck.
Kind of a little of both. Yeah, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I may call on you to come up and visit me for a weekend.
Strategically.
Okay, what's in the next episode of the Money Pit podcast that people seem to be flocking to because there's just so much information? What do we have?
Step-by-step tips to build your own fire pit, Doug. I mean, fire pits are a popular thing for spring.
Yeah.
And it is definitely a project you can build yourself.
Is this something I'm working with some folks who are going to develop? We're developing what we call an agri-hood, which is a residential neighborhood built around a farm. Instead of, you know, like the golf courses you build around that, this is around a farm. And we've been thinking about putting fire pits in with each house because they seem to be so popular these days. Rather than using, well, just go buy a grill, you put in a fire pit. Does that add value to the house?
You know, I'm not so sure that we have any data on adding a fire pit, but it sure is a fun thing to have. And I know that folks love to expand their outdoor spaces. Now, if you're building these homes from scratch, I think you got to be careful about, you know, what kind of fire pit you're probably going to put in. You're probably going to put one in that's, dare I say, a gas fire pit built in the deck or something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
What we were talking about in the show is how you build one for a real fire pit like you see when you go camping, you know. And the number one mistake people make when they build these is they build them too close to the house.
Right, burn the house down.
Well, you know, it's funny. I've seen them when I was a home inspector. I used to see these this very distinctive burn patterns in vinyl siding when you had a grill or a fire pit too close. It was you know, it was sort of like arched, and you could see where the siding would shrink when it got too hot from the radiant heat.
All right, I see in the Money Pit newsletter there's something about getting rid of the thousand leggers. Those are between the walls. They got to be everywhere, right? These
creepy creatures really freaks people out. Yeah.
Right.
100 leggers or 1,000 leggers, people call them. They're really technically known as a centipede or a millipede, and they do get into those damp, wet spaces, and they propagate. And boy, they get to be everywhere. The thing is, they're not really harmful.
Can you spray them? What do you do for a
spray? You can both. First of all, you can physically seal gaps and cracks, and then you could use an insecticide for the centipedes. There's a spray foam insecticide that comes with like a straw-like applicator, and you can spray it in those gaps and those cracks, and that will help to reduce the population.
MoneyPit.com/newsletter/podcast 59.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.